a lot of times the obstacles that we have, the waning of motivation when things get really rough, can be a sign that we're actually maybe not doing our best work. We may have gotten close to it in terms of our mission, but at some point either we haven't deeply delved there where it's either looking too scary to go completely into our mission, or we have this mindset issue around like the starving artist myth. So the idea that doing our mission and the thing that we love, that can't make money. Those two aren't congruent. Making money and doing the thing that we absolutely cherish and love. Seeing that because that never was something we are more comfortable and more aware of, more of the stories of people who are like, this job is so draining. That equates to us what work looks like, not work that is making us invigorated and keeping us thriving.
You're listening to the Melanin and Medicine Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Molara Thomas Uwamedimo, community health justice consultant, social entrepreneurship coach, and founder of two multi-six-figure social enterprises. Here, my guests and I discuss our journeys inside and outside of traditional healthcare systems and how we're building, funding, and growing justice-centered health innovations and enterprises. We'll share lessons learned as mission-driven women who are dismantling the status quo and rebuilding a more just and equitable healthcare system. So if you're tired of the injustice in healthcare, but ready to talk about action and solutions, especially BIPOC women-led ones, you're in the right place. I hope you get inspired, get a plan, and get to work. Welcome to the sisterhood. Hello, and welcome back to the Melanin and Medicine Podcast. It is Dr. O, and I hope you are doing well today. I wanted to let you know that you are seen, you are valued, you are heard. I am super excited because we are doing our spring reset. And this is something that here at Melanin Medicine, we decided to do because after the first quarter of the year, I think all of us learned some things. Or if we haven't, we should stop and look and see what we've learned from it so that we can really start to make some intentional changes. And as you know, spring marks blooming, but also it marks where we kind of declutter and where we start doing our spring cleaning. And we wanted you to be able to do that now after being able to taste a little bit of 2022, giving you some, you know, I would say some of our best episodes to help you start to regroup, recharge, restore, and reset, of course. And then also starting to plan differently, right, for the second half. And so what you'll be hearing all this month and throughout spring, basically, is all of our best, our like literally best episodes that I think have been instrumental for so many of the women that we serve in Melanin Medicine, and I think will be amazing for you as well. So I'm hoping that you will enjoy these episodes. I literally curated them and picked them all myself, just so you know. They were all picked by me, and specifically each of them for a different reason. So I'm hoping that this will be a great time and a great period for you to love the Melanin Medicine Podcast, subscribe, rate, because these are really, I would say, well done episodes. And yes, I am biased, okay? But it's for good reason. So let's get to the episode. And now for our episode, Creating Your Life Mission. Spring Reset. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Melanin Medicine Podcast. This is Omolara. And today, I'm truly excited, we're going to be talking a bit about building. And what I mean by that is that here I wanted to share with you one of our guest masterclasses that I was able to do that was pretty much focused on the idea that so often as women, as Black women, you know, there are many spaces that we sit in, right, that don't cater to us, that don't allow for us to truly thrive. And so it becomes
a grounded space for us to really think creatively about what it is that we want to create, what is it that we want to build. And a lot of times we get focused on the logistics, the what and the how, right? And, you know, I need to open a website, I need to have the LLC, I need to do this, or I need to do that. And oftentimes we kind of minimize the importance of the why, the importance of the vision of what it is that you're doing and why is it supposed to exist. And so I wanted to talk about that and wanted to maybe make the case that if you're venturing on either building something, you have an idea, you want to make it real, you want to take it from in your head to 2D, then to 3D, right? But you're building all of this momentum around all of the logistics and pieces and not so much around the why and making sure that's aligned with so many important things around who you are and what it is that you feel your life trajectory is supposed to be. And so I want you to listen to this as a real guide for any of you who are thinking of moving something from an idea to moving it into reality and understanding this as a first step for making sure that that thing that you're creating is going to sustain, can actually be scaled, and that you'll actually finish it, right? And I say this because, you know, as someone who's built many, many, many things, one of the things that I've noticed either when I was building inside of an institution as an intrapreneur or now as an entrepreneur is that being singularly focused on how this is connecting me towards my vision and how is this part contributing to that was really important in terms of maintaining the building process, implementing and moving things forward. I had to have that front of mind. And I think oftentimes we don't. We're like, this is a good idea because it'll make money, or this is a good idea because somebody told me I'm good at it, you know? And so I want us to really start to take this session, and I hope that it'll be useful for you if you're trying to build something, because I want all of you to be able to actually manifest the ideas, the dreams that are in your head. And I wanted you to hear this so that that would be possible. We're going to be talking about mission, and it's going to be really introspective. We're going to be doing a lot of questions, a lot of writing through. That's kind of how I run my masterclasses, because I really want you all to kind of digest. So before we jump into everything, make sure we have our pen, make sure you have your paper. And so the first thing that I want to talk about is many times when we're building our vision, and I want us to be clear that this, although the topic that we focused on was building your business, I do want to make it clear that I want this to be inclusive of people who are like, well, actually, I want to stay in a career. I'm not really looking to build like a business. But whenever you're even in your job or your workplace, it's really about making sure that you have, honestly, your own business. You actually have mechanics and something that you're creating, something that you're doing. If you're not doing that, that is a red flag that there may be a sign that you're not really living into a purpose where you're creating, where you're solving a problem, where you're moving forward, where you feel like you're being challenged. And we're going to talk about that. So whether or not you're like dead on onto entrepreneurship space, or whether or not you're kind of in your career, but you maybe haven't built the brand of what is it that I'm known for in my career, those two things are going to be juxtaposed and also along under the same umbrella. So the first thing that we think about is when we think about our business, we always think about like, okay, what's the business model? I have a good idea. Can it make money? And that's pretty much it. And we push past kind of the mission. That would be nice if it's aligned with something I love, but is this thing going to make money? Is it a good idea? And what we usually use as drivers for us to tell us whether or not we can do it is, do I have the intelligence? Do I have the drive for this? Do I have the network? Am I resilient? Those are going to be the markers of our success that we believe. And what happens is that if we have all of that and we're not succeeding, a lot of times we think it means that we need to work harder. We need to hustle more. We're not hustling enough. If that's not translating into the growth or the scale or the profitability of the business. And I want to give an idea that that may not be completely true. And a lot of times the obstacles that we have, the waning of motivation when things get really rough in our business, a lot of times can be a sign that we're actually maybe not doing our best work. We may have gotten close to it in terms of our mission. I will use this interchangeably, our best work or our mission or our purpose. We may have gotten close to it, but at some point either we haven't deeply delved there where it's either looking too scary to go completely into our mission, or we have this mindset issue around like the starving artist myth, right? So the idea that doing our mission and the thing that we love, that can't make money. Those two aren't congruent, right? Making money and doing the thing that we absolutely cherish and love. Like seeing that, because that never was something we are more comfortable and more aware of, more of the stories of people who are like, oh, this job is so draining. Oh, and the struggle and sacrifice that is equates to us what work looks like, not work that is making us invigorated and keeping us thriving. And the goal is that when we have work that is actually in that space, when it connects us, and let me know in the chat if you feel like your work is pushing you more towards struggle sacrifice or pushing you more towards I'm invigorated by it. One of the things is either we sit on the side where if we do our mission and we do our work, then we can't be successful. We can't be financially solvent. It's not going to work. Or the other side is that if we are financially solvent and we move towards that, then it means somehow we've sold out. We're immoral, we're unethical, that we can't really be helping the people. And I think that one of the things that we're going to have to hopefully bang out is the fact that that is simply untrue. One of the things that I want you to do right now, you're going to take your pen, you're going to take your paper, okay? And I want you to think about your current work. I want you to tell me about why is it that you do that work? Write it down. Why is it? What is the reason you're going into this work? Either it's a business, either it's a certain area in your career institution, but why are you doing the work that you do? As you're writing that down, I want you to look at the statement that you're writing and look at what in it is focused on talent, which is I am good at this. What is it that is focused on aspirations, that I'm supposed to be this thing? And what in it is connected to the world and transformation that you bring? Okay, so write that down. Oftentimes, the reason why we focus on meaning is that meaning and purpose actually is related to our health and well-being. Meaning and purpose, there's a 17% decrease in all-cause mortality for people who can identify their purpose clearly and their meaning in the work that they do versus people who cannot. 17% all-cause mortality. So literally, this is not just something nice that we're spending our evening doing. This is something that truly can like keep ourselves alive, okay? And so I want you to write that statement. And why is it that you do the work that you do? The other thing I want you to think about is who has any, like, tell me a little bit about what is it that you bring, you know, that you've been kind of missing out on. So what is the thing that you bring that you basically have been kind of sheltering? So the first thing that we talk about when we talk about mission is, how do we get to our mission? How do we get to that purpose, Omolara? What is the way that we can identify that for ourselves? Am I already in my purpose? Am I already in my mission? So the first thing I want you to think about in your work is, what is the challenging problem? What's the problem, and how is your business, that either is an idea, how is your business that either is now actually running, or how is it that your the role that you have in your career, how is it solving that challenging problem? How can I move that to be even more specific? What's the actual, and don't get worried about us that these people ain't gonna understand. This is really for you. So what's the challenge? What's the problem? The exact problem that you are solving. And the other thing I would love you to answer for yourself, okay, in the same question and answer period, is if you could pick one thing to have accomplished, okay, over the next year in your business, what would it be? What would be that thing that you would want to accomplish? Let's forget the business for a second and just say in your life, in terms of the thing that you would say, whew, that this has been a good year in terms of what I was able to accomplish with the skills, the strengths, the talents, the expertise, the experiences I have. What is that thing? The question is, if that thing has not been accomplished yet, why? Why is it? So why is that happening? This is really important. And the reason is because I'm telling you this from experience, that I didn't ask these questions when I first started my business. The questions I asked myself was, where's the website? Where's the LLC? How do I do that? How do I do this? And then I didn't ask these questions. And midway, 6 months into it, I was like, oh my God, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Oh, and I can assure you that does not feel like a good thing to rebrand, rechange everything that you have been working on, because you realize this is actually draining me rather than fulfilling me. And it's not the problem that I want to solve. You know, and so often what we do with our mission is when we're creating something new or a vision, we get really big and we're like, this is what I want to solve. I want to solve world peace. Okay. And it's like, all right, that's a very laudable goal. Let's see kind of what we can do and like what piece of that is really important to you, is like integral to you. So I want you to ask those questions. So one of the things that is really important about these questions is, what is that problem that you're connected to? And so one of the things that we found in psychology research is that people find their most happiness and satisfaction from actual flow. And so the flow is kind of something that you can identify from the work that you're already doing. So let's take it like this. You work right now, I'm assuming. What has been your favorite working environment to date so far? What has been your favorite working environment to date? What has been the place? It could have been during residency. It could have been outside of residency. It could have been during medical school. It could have been during any of that. But what has been your favorite working environment to date so far? And then start to go back into why. And all of you can ask yourselves this. So what has been your favorite working environment so far and why? Because what we try to do is we try to say that your mission isn't literally like something that just comes out of thin air. It's something that your life like literally has prepared you for. It's something that you've been doing and you've been missing it. That's really important, right? So you already know that whatever the problem is that you want to solve, when it's your mission, it's going to align with your values. It's going to align with what you, the working environment you like. But the other thing that it's going, that is really important about flow is that flow not only is about kind of the environment, but it's also around what is it that you do where you lose track of time? Where you constantly just feel like, I could do this all day. Or you end up doing it all day and like putting and not focusing on the other things. What is that work? What is it that I constantly lose myself in, that I enjoy doing, that has not made the connection to work before, right? It might be stuff that you do that is not on your roles and responsibilities, but stuff that's on the outside that everyone is like, Oh my gosh. Wow. Like, you are so good at that. What does that work? The two things that usually I want you to look at when I ask you why is what's connecting, what connected for you? And then also, what did you dread? What did you dread in your working environment? Okay. What piece of it was just draining and was taking the life out of that work? Okay. Because what the opportunity that we have in terms of building our vision is and building a business is that we have the opportunity to center the work that makes us thrive and invigorated. And we have the opportunity to create teams and support to do that other work that is not within our strength and is not within, some people know, I talk about zone of genius, that's not within our zone of genius, okay? And often what we're doing is we're sitting in our zone of excellence, which is the thing that we train for. I'm a great pediatrician, right? I do it, but am I in flow? Do I lose track of time? Do I like love the work? And if I do, right, is it because am I not feeling satisfaction because either the environment has allowed these other things to interfere with that work? And that's important to know, because then what we need to do is within business, if we are really attracted to that work, then we can create environments, we can create an environment that allows for those things that drain and take away from that work to actually be handled by other people, okay? Or be automated or be eliminated if we can do that. As we start businesses, as we start things that are going to be kind of our brand or anything new that we're starting, we know that our best work is constantly going to be the thing that makes it difficult, that's going to be difficult for us. And we need to be the thing that's going to pull us to the finish line is always our mission. It's always, always, always our mission.
Okay, real talk. Are you as tired and frustrated at the endless discussions about health inequities and how it just looks like a losing battle for our communities? I seriously am. And you know what I think actually needs to happen? I think more Black women need to be leading the movement to change healthcare. And ultimately, how we do that is not from a dearth of ideas, but usually a dearth from funding, resources, and networks. And so what I wanted to do was share a little bit about the framework that I've used to support not only my own business to being able to get funded and continue to sustain while serving underserved communities, but also the same framework that I use for a lot of the women that we work with in Melanin and Medicine. So if you want access to that framework, no worries. We actually have made it free and made it really easy. We've developed a guide called Building and Growing Community Health Equity Programs for Sustainable Impact, which basically breaks down the ways that you can either start or upgrade your community healthcare work to not only be equitable and impactful, but also get the funds that you need to create a significant return on investment and ensure that it's sustainable for the long run. So this is for you if you're a current Black woman social entrepreneur, or maybe just an aspiring one. And so if you need support and need anything, something that can really help you jumpstart your idea and move it into impact, make sure you get this free guide. You can go to melaninandmedicine.co/free guide. That's melaninandmedicine.co/free guide, and pick up the guide today and start the change that you are called to make.
We're going to talk through some questions here, and this is helpful questions for as you're getting some ideas, right? How do you know that you're on the right track and that you're moving closer to your mission? So we've made the case already that literally mission is like the crux of our business. We have to have that in order for us to make sure that we're sustainable, that we're there for the long game, because there are so many hurdles that if we are not clear about our mission, it's easy to just throw in the towel. Okay. And I want us to think about these four questions and think about them as, does the thing that I'm centering on as my mission, am I on the right track? Or is this off of the right track? Okay. So the first thing that I want you to think about is this something that you are invigorated by, something you get to do rather than something that you have to do? When you think about this question, is it something or this mission or this idea or this actual business that you might have? And some of you might have businesses. Honestly, that's where I was. I had my business. And then, you know, I was realizing that as I'm putting it together, that there were things where it's like, this is not really resonating for me. This feels like I'm not emotionally attached at all. And it's distressing to do that when you're in the business. But it's better to know sooner rather than later. Okay. What in your business idea, in your career, what is it where it's something that you get to do it, not that you feel like you have to do it? The second question is it something only you can do? All right. So people are going to be like, no, anyone can do this. All right. How do I say that? I'm going to take you back to the fact that, is this something that because of all of the breadcrumbs in your life, the experiences that you've had, the certain skills that you accumulated because of those life experiences, the expertise that you have, is this something that you honestly are able to, you know, fulfill and able to move forward just because you are you? Right. And so that's what I mean by only you can do it. So, yes, there are a bunch of people who are coaching. There are a bunch of people who are doing this specialty, but only you can do it in this way and have that specific niche because of the things that you do. So I spoke to someone and she said because of her experience in this space, that's why she serves those specific women in particular, because she has that background. For me, I know that experiencing burnout, experiencing, you know, as a Black woman physician was really the impetus to say, yes, instead of focusing on working moms, Black moms, which is what I started with, that was when I said, actually, my mission is actually for these women. It's actually, and when I realized that, it was literally off to the races. And so what I'm trying to do with mission and getting you clear on that is making sure that you're not staying stagnant in the thing that you are supposed to be doing, right? You're not staying stagnant here, but once you identify your mission, you're really moving. Then certain speaking engagements come. Then you identify that people are gravitating more towards you, that the work that you want to get to do, it actually becomes a lot more motivating and you're driven to actually do it and you want to see the outcome. Those are the things that we usually see from that kind of work. The third thing that I want you to think about, is it something that serves you and others? Oftentimes when we think about it, right, in our Western experience, when we think about, is it something that serves you, right? We're always like, oh, this is something that serves me by myself, right? And then we don't think about the fact that it's something that also does it serve others. And the thing is, our mission, we should be able to see both. Okay. Example, for me, this work is about Black women physicians just like finally having a space and thriving and being able to have finance, health, wellness, nutrition, just having a space that is not solely focused on our professional development and how we succeed in that space and arena and pouring everything into that, but saying to ourselves that we have these other areas that actually, if we're able to cultivate, will allow for us to just grow and thrive professionally in a better way, in a higher level. The issue is that that's not the only reason I do this. The other reason I do this is because I love seeing that transformation. It, sir, is selfish. I love seeing it. I love seeing it with the women that I serve in the premium, like in our private coaching levels, in our premium levels and change makers. I love seeing that. And if support and community at even the basic level allows for women to like engage and have a space and get that transformation, I love seeing it. So you want something that is going to serve you and serve others. Okay. And you need to be able to see that distinctly how it serves you, how it's serving others. The fourth thing is it something, this is going to be a hard one, okay? Is it something that constantly requires you to push yourself? Okay, so some people think, okay, my mission, you know, you just said, it's aligned with my strengths, it's aligned with my values, it's my zone of genius, it's blah, 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 Omalara. No, that doesn't mean that's easy. That doesn't mean that at all. So like those of you who were like, yes, let me figure this out because then I won't have to work a day in my life. It won't feel like draining, but you will be working. And so let me say that. And so when I say this, is it something that constantly requires you to push yourself? What I mean by that is that, is it something, because let me explain that oftentimes a lot of the lack of purpose and mission that we have is because the problem is no longer challenging to us. The problem that we were solving in our work or in a blah, blah, blah is not challenging. There isn't that level of like, you know, discomfort, like, I'm not sure. I have to learn. And then I get it. And then I have to learn again. And then I get it. And then I have to learn. That's the stuff that keeps us motivated and keeps us moving. And if you don't have that kind of trajectory in the work that you're pursuing in your business, if that's not happening, where there's constantly this ebb and flow of I'm comfortable, but now there's something new and I'm comfortable, then that is going to be problematic. That doesn't allow, that breeds monotony, which then breeds a lack of motivation and then lack of purpose. And then it breeds stagnancy. Okay. And then you end up emotionally exhausted because you're just like not pushed. You're not motivated. A lot of times our mission is really our innate mission. Our deep mission is something that is polarizing. Is it scary? Okay, so a lot of times, is it scary? And this is all under something that pushes you, right? Is it scary that a lot of times we're avoiding it by doing things that are less meaningful? We're like, let me go sweep. Let me go do laundry. Let me go write this. Let me go make the kids their breakfast, which are all important things. But sometimes we're doing that in order to just like avoid doing the meaningful work. And the last thing that I want to say is it is not a job. It is not a job. And that's the really important thing for you to understand is that it's not a job. Okay. So when we think our meaningful work, and it doesn't feel like something I just have to do, it feels like it's not tasks, right? It feels like something I'm called to do. That because it's a calling, you want to continuously make it better, refine it. You want to see the transformation happen more and more. And that is, you know, this is a journey. It's not something that is finite. That's the reason why we even moved Empowered from a program to a community, because I realized that it wasn't going to be something that women like get after 3 months or after 6 months. It's something that constantly needs cultivation. So there are five things that I want you to think about when we think about mission-driven work, mission businesses, mission-driven work. There are five things that we're going to need. And I want you to think about whether or not those are coming up for you in your current work. But one of the things that I'd like you to do is as you're writing down these questions, this is good reflection work. This is not something that you're going to do in 40 minutes and be like, aha, I've got it. No, the problem is that we don't even ask ourselves these questions. And then even if we do ask ourselves, we don't give ourselves the time and space to actually like answer them. And that means free writing. That means just like picking a question and just like taking 10 minutes to like go through what that looks like for you. That is the work that doesn't get done. That's the work that gets clouded out with competing priorities. The reason is because it's scary to us. It's scary to get closer and to get more clear about what my mission is, especially if I realize that I'm not doing it right now. These are the five things that really are really important for you to think about. If you have a mission-driven business, this is what is going to be needed, and this is what you should be utilizing on a daily basis. So the first one is A, B, C, D, E, okay? So the first is adaptability. Okay. Are you noticing that you're able to ebb and flow and switch and change? Is that, or are you rigid? Is your work keeping you here, or does your work allow for you to have that like movement of, okay, this is the way I'm going to do it today. This allows me to tap into this in this way and tap into that. That's really important. That allows for a constant amount of energy and flow to happen rather than rigidity and stagnancy, which is not where we want to be. The second thing is boundaries. So I didn't talk much about this, but one really important thing for you to consider is if you look at a really good day that's happened for you in the past week, what I'd like you to usually do is look at, why was that such a good day? What did I like about that? Was it that I got more sleep? Was it that I spent more time with my kids? Was it that I got to like, you know, do exercise? What is it about that? Because those things are truly important as you create your business, as you create your career, as an entrepreneur, whatever that is, those things are going to be critical to have. And if you, even if you find out what the mission is that you're supposed to be doing, it will constantly be muted by the fact that if you don't have those boundaries for the things that help you thrive. Okay. So boundaries are really important. It's also important in terms of the boundaries, even right now, where I'm talking about reflection time and actually having a dedicated time to go through these questions. Really important. Whether it be 1 hour or the cumulatively 1 hour over the 168 hours that you have this week. Really important. The third thing is courage. So I told you about the fact that mission work, right? It's going to constantly push you into areas, into deep waters where you're like, I don't know how to do this. And the courage is like the step to have the conversation with somebody who's done it before, or the courage to actually like take the step of reading the book, or the courage of investing in something that you know is going to help you grow. So that you're able to do it and you're able to move faster than you would on your own. Those are really important things that in terms of courageous. So a lot of times what we do is we make the most logical next step. We don't make the most courageous next step. I want you to start thinking about when you have to make the step, what's the most courageous next step that you can make? The fourth thing is discipline. So there's one thing that I usually recommend to the women who work with me more closely in our group coaching. I recommend SparkTite. And one of the things why I recommend that is that it's an awesome way to identify what the drivers are for you. I found out, and some of you who have done it, it's been really helpful. Like I found out that I'm driven to problem solve. So if I can't connect the work that I do to solving some problem, it becomes hard to continue. So for example, I have a spark type that is driven to, and it's SparkType. But when you do that kind of work, when you start to understand kind of what motivates you, what drives you, then it allows for you to be more disciplined. And usually your mission, right, should fulfill that primary driver for you. What is it that, and you can see, you don't have to take the spark type. You can probably figure it out on your own. It's just a nice, fast way to figure it out. But if you look at the themes in your life of what were you driven by? Like what kept you going? This is really important to understand and identify in order for you to have the mission and to actually do the work that you want to do. The boundaries and the discipline are things that keep you going. The courage and the adaptability are things that are innately important to actually complete the mission. The other thing that I'll say as well that's really important is intention or effort, I usually say, but intentional effort. So intentional effort is really around the fact that as you see your mission and you see how important it is, now you're able to make decisions in your business where it's like, is this connected to that? Is this idea, if I'm doing this podcast, how is it connected to that? And so when you do that, how am I creating this episode? Is this episode connected to that? if I'm doing the speaking event, is the speaking event connected to that? It allows for you to be much more intentional when you're mission driven. It allows for you to stop wasting time and doing the things that you like may not even need to be doing, honestly. But one of the big questions that I usually think about when you're debating between kind of, is it this? Is it that? Is it this? What would you wake up 2 hours early to do? What would you stay up 2 hours late to do? What would you like, you know, carve out some time from things that you ordinarily do in order to get that done? What is that? Which one of those things is that? The reason why I hone in on that one, there are other questions, but I hone in on that one is because to stay motivated and to move forward, you need small wins. You need to stay in the momentum. And so if you've identified one of the things, right, where it's like, ooh, this is like, I love like this. And I want to stay up late. I want to keep going. I want to still read this. I want to move that forward. It may not be the thing forever, but it might be the thing for right now. It might be that first hump in turn. It might be the pathway towards it. It might be the thing, but it might be the pathway towards it. And so I usually use that question to help people who are kind of on the edge. And you know, a lot of it comes from fear. A lot of it comes from, what if I choose the wrong thing? It's feedback. And then you just recalibrate. You're like, well, I'm not doing that again. I got that information. And so that's really, really important. So I think that what you want to do is you want to make sure that as you think about the different interests, right? What I think that you want to make sure of is you want to say to yourself, what is it that right now would move me? Like I would stay up late for, I would continue to do for them. And maybe they all don't have to be permanent. And the other thing is like, the other question that sometimes I ask people is like, if I was like, you can only have one, and I said, I'm taking away this one, which one would you like be like, oh my God, no, 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 not that one, not that one, not that one, right? Some of them, all three, you probably be like, oh yeah, well, okay. But there's one of those things that is just like a non-negotiable. And it's probably the one that you haven't invested as much time into because it's really scary or it seems absolutely ridiculous. If I told, I am a physician researcher in academia, associate professor, that is my current work. I do social determinants, health service research. If I, in 2016, told somebody, actually, I'm going to leave academia and focus on building communities for Black women physicians to thrive, they would have kind of looked at me like, are you okay? Have you been drinking? And that sometimes is the mission. The mission is work that where people will ask you if you're intoxicated or inebriated. that is it sometimes, okay? And just to reiterate, I want to make sure like you have all of the points, okay? Because I get into teacher mode and I want to make sure. The first thing is not to brush past mission. Okay, we go straight to mechanics and we go from past mindset and we're like, okay, I'm ready to do it. And then we go straight to mechanics and we don't remember our mission. The second thing is making sure that you are thinking about getting over the mindset of that your mission has to either be something that if it's a mission, that it's going to mean that you can't be successful. Okay, you can't be financially successful. The third thing that I want to make sure of is making sure you identify your mission very clearly by identifying what's the challenging problem that you are built to solve. And also identifying if you could pick one thing that you would accomplish in the next year, it would be the most satisfying for you 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what would that be? Those are questions to help you get closer to your mission. Using the breadcrumbs for your current life is also really important. So where has there been flow? What have been the working environments that have given that where you felt the most connected, where you felt the most at ease, you felt like you lost track of time and you're just doing the work? What is it in those working environments that you dread the most? And I think the other piece is, how do I know that I'm on the right track? Maybe those questions are giving me ideas. How do I know I'm on the right track? is the thing that you're identifying something you're invigorated by, something that you're like, oh, I get to do this. I have to do this. Is it something only you can do? Something that really is connected to kind of the experiences you've had, the expertise that you've had. Is it something that serves you and others? Not either or, but something that serves you and others. Is it something that constantly requires you to grow, constantly requires you to push yourself? So it constantly pushes you into discomfort, then you get comfortable, then there's another challenge. Is it something that does that? And then if you know that you're in the right place, if you're identifying things that are allowing you, making you actually have adaptability, that also include you setting boundaries, you being courageous, you having discipline, and being intentional, having intentional effort. So those are really important. It's so easy to run away from things, and then we're not sure what we're running to. It is so simple for us to be like, I hate this too, and I hate this at this place. And then it's like, okay, so what do you want it to look like? And it's crickets. So really important to find out what is it, what's the favorite working environment? Why has it been like that? Or what pieces of it, where have you felt most connected? You want to be able to carve out your business from the work that you've already done and be like, it definitely is not going to have that in it, but it's definitely got to have this in it. This is important stuff, guys. This is really important stuff. And the only reason I do this stuff is because it's so important. And when I see women like who I get to work with, and I see that it's so exhilarating and it's so freeing. And I told you, this is the life or death issue. This is meaning and purpose. It keeps us alive and it keeps us thriving. And so I want to make sure that if there's any struggle that you're having, that you get the support around this. But this is key. But then if your mission ain't there, at some point, the you know what is going to hit the fan. And it's just, you're going to have to start over. And so I don't want that to happen. I want you to be really clear and really decisive and intentional about this. I hope this has been helpful for all of you. I hope I gave you some stuff to chew on, okay? Because it's important. I'm all about the reflection. So, and definitely feel free to chat, to DM me at any time. All right, bye everyone. Have a good night.
Hello, and I want to leave you with one small thing. You know, there are times for many of you, you've heard us talk about building, growing, launching our work, but sometimes you're not even there at the point where you're sure what it is you're looking to build. And so we wanted to make sure that we gave you some help for that. And one of the things that I would love for you to do, if it makes sense for you, is head over to melaninandmedicine.co and check out our free masterclass. Okay. It's a transformational masterclass called From Dreaming to Doing, the 3 Actionable Steps for Living Out Your Purpose. You can get access to the masterclass now. And it's really for those of you who are feeling stuck in your life, career, or business, and not sure how to move forward. It's time to move forward. And this is just the right masterclass to help you do it. So just head over to melaninandmedicine.co, scroll down, and you will see our free masterclass, and just click and get going, okay? You can also go straight to melaninandmedicine.co/free-masterclass, okay? I hope you'll take advantage of this really, really good resource, and I know that you'll get clarity. Otherwise, I will see you next week for another episode about how we continue and sustain the health justice movement and continue to do the work that you are called to do. See you next week.